Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's what you do when you don't remember the word.
But we got to learn them, Hugh, because we're on the road again. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. After an Eagles victory led by a defense that's starting to look like last year. What a night last night was for the Philadelphia Eagles defense to hold that offense to 9 points. Dominance by the Eagles defense. 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. You guys, but that's a lot to get to. Merrill joins us 1 hour from now. Hugh Douglas, good morning. The Eagles are 8-2, own the number one seed in the NFC, and we are getting close here to the road to the Super Bowl going through Philadelphia. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How everybody doing this morning? This morning, I would like to say happy Founders Day.
Okay.
To the men of Omega Sci-Fi Fraternity Incorporated. I'm not an Omega, but I have a lot of respect for him. Jalen Hurts is an Omega. He's a member of Omega Sci-Fi. My man, Bear Brooks, B. Brooks. Who else do I know? Some other players that I know that are members of Omega Sci-Fi, but none that I can think of in Philly except for those two. So happy Founders Day to both of those guys this morning.
Well, happy Founders Day to them, and happy 8th victory to the Philadelphia Eagles.
That was a hell of a game.
My goodness. Now we have back-to-back games like this.
Back-to-back. Didn't think they would be able to go back-to-back.
Well, they
like
might
that.
Be able to go back-to-back fully, because this defense right now is as dominant as they've been since last year, and it's back-to-back games. So this is only the second time, guys, since 1935, where the Eagles have won 2 games in a row scoring 16 or less points. It's hard to win in the NFL without scoring points, and yet the Eagles are doing it right now, Hugh, because the defense. Look, we're going to get into everything today. 215-592-9494. Hugh, there's two ways to look at last night, right? There's the, oh my goodness, what's going on with the offense, or the defense. And that's where I want to start, Hugh, the defense, because, you know, you had a lot of respect for the Lions. Some may say you were scared of the Detroit Lions coming in here, but here's what was a fact, Hugh. They were averaging 31.4 points per game, right? Over the last 3 years, no one in the NFL scored more points than the Detroit Lions. And they came in here last night, Hugh, and the Eagles and Vic Fangio, who is the MVP of this team, by the way, made them look like a team that couldn't do anything. They shut them down completely on fourth downs. The pressure on Goff, he looked like he wanted no parts of that football game last night. That was dominant, dominant defense, Hugh.
Yeah, what I saw from that game, Joe, was a defense that matched up well with Detroit Lions. I didn't think they could. I didn't think that was going to be the case, especially when you talk about what Jahmyr Gibbs was. N'Kobe Dean, I would not be surprised this morning if the NFL has the doc there waiting for him to get to work or whenever he comes to work. And he's probably going to have a note on his locker, if you get what I'm trying to put
down. Oh, like he almost played too good last night? They need to check him out, man, make sure he's not on anything?
That wheel route used to give me nightmares because in the defense that we played, a lot of times, I'm talking about the one with Jahmyr Gibbs running up the sidelines and Kobe was running stride for stride with him. As a defensive end, a lot of times we would have a blitz coming from the other side. So that would be my responsibility. And you have to run with him stride for stride. That's a nightmare. N'Kobe Dean ran with him stride for stride. He made some hell of a plays. When he was blitzing and he blew up, was it Montgomery?
My goodness.
Man, I was like, this guy right here, man. You know who his game reminds me? His stature. And the way that he's playing reminds me of. This is old school football, man. So I always harken back to them old school cats that I remember. He had some Sam Mills vibes going on for me last night.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a big comp.
Sam Mills wasn't the biggest linebacker out there, man, but he brought that thigh out. And the way that they played last night, man, the way that they've been playing these last couple weeks, man, it feels like old school football. It really, really does.
You know what the game reminded me of last night, Hugh? We're hoping, right? We're hoping the Eagles can go back-to-back and get back to a Super Bowl and win two in a row. And they win two in a row, Hugh, but that D word's going to be out there. The dynasty word's going to be out there. The game last night reminded me. I felt like I was in like a time machine. I felt like I was watching the early New England Patriots when they were in their dynasty against those Colts teams. Right? Whenever Indianapolis went into New England back in the day, the cold bothered them. The physicality of New England bothered them. The Patriots offense wasn't great. In fact, it was pretty mediocre a lot of those years early on. But they didn't turn the football over. They didn't make a ton of mistakes. Their defense won the game, and their defensive mastermind, of course, that was Bill Belichick, 25 years ago, 22 years ago, whatever the numbers are. Hugh, that was how they made that Dome Colts team look out of sorts. That's what I felt last night watching the game. The Lions were the Colts, like the Dome team outside looked like they wanted no part of the cold. And Hugh, Vic Fangio, he's the lead dog on this team. Like, I know Nick Sirianni's the head coach. Vic Fangio's the MVP. What this guy has done here the last 2 years, it is remarkable how great this Eagles defense is. We're going to get to the offense in a couple minutes because they're obviously an issue right now, our offense. But I just keep going back to the passes batted down last night. Quinyon Mitchell in coverage.
Five of them things.
You mentioned N'Kobe Dean, Zach Bond. These guys are everywhere. Jalen Phillips, what a performance. And again, I know the weather was a factor for both sides. But to hold a team that was averaging 31 points a game that didn't punt last week, they punted like four times in the first 15 minutes of the game last night. Hugh, that was remarkable defense. And I think today would be a good day if you want to. If it's like we could do like a one-time only thing. Like one time you want to take back the take that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. We could all move on.
No.
We could pretend it never happened.
No.
Like it's a get out of jail free card.
No. I'm standing on business. Because my premise still stands.
It does not.
And I want to shout out to all the people that went out of their way to slide into my DMs.
Of course. Well, you were Detroit Douglas.
And send me mean and hurtful things to me. I live rent-free in your head.
You should have seen the scene at the pregame show where Hugh picked the Lions last night at the link. He was getting booed.
And I live rent-free in your head. And my job isn't to make you feel good. Mm. My job is to tell you what I see. I pick wrong. Bottom line, I pick wrong. But the way that this defense played, they are phenomenal. They are almost and you know, I got to give Elliott a shout out because he was hyperbolic last night when he said that this defense potentially could be better than last year's defense.
And he got jumped on like a bunch of crickets.
He did.
You know what?
He don't look like he that crazy.
Here's what it looks to me. It looks like last year's defense. They look like last year's defense the last few weeks, and they look like a defense capable of winning the Super Bowl game. And that's what we're saying.
You know what it is? Dave, we complained all the last couple weeks, all season long, about how anemic this pass rush is, right? And with the addition of two people. And I'm going to give N'Kobe his props because, man, playing that middle linebacker and the way he's been a spark plug for this defense is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But Jalen Phillips, they've become smothering.
Yes.
Overnight. Like his bananas. It's crazy how just the addition of those two guys and just the tweaking of this defense. You know, Jahi Campbell still has a future here. But, man.
But N'Kobe's a better player right now.
Man, listen. Last night, what N'Kobe did last night, even though you drafted Jahi Campbell, to me, he put himself in a situation where you got to have a conversation about what you're going to do with N'Kobe.
It's going
to
be a hard one.
Like, for real. I know he's been hurt a lot. But, damn it, man, when you talk about that game that he had last night and the game that he had last week.
He was awesome.
You got to start looking at this dude and you have to figure out what you're going to do.
I think it's a fair question. 215-592-9494. What stood out to you the most from the game last night? The smothering great Eagles defense or an offense that once again didn't do much? I mean, really, it was a poor offensive game. They threw the ball to A.J. Moore. Didn't work. Inefficiency there. I mean, what stood out? I mean, the win stood out to me, and the defense stood out to me. Vic Fangio stood out to me. And, you know, you mentioned our pregame, some of the stuff we're talking about last night. Hugh, I said last night, if this game was played 5 weeks ago, I don't know if the Eagles would have won the game. I don't know if I would have picked them. But they have Jalen Phillips now. Jalen Carter's healthier. They have Nakobe Dean back. They have Nolan Smith back. They are smothering on the defensive end. They were awesome last night. Let's hear for Jalen Hurts after the game, talking about how this team finds ways to win.
I think it comes from the band, and the familiarity within the building. And I always, you've heard me talk a lot about those Georgia guys on the other side of the ball and how familiar they are with one another. And I think they bring a special energy to the defense and to the team. And you see it out there today, all those guys making plays, defense playing lights out, defense playing lights out. One of the best performances I've ever seen. So, really, really big time game on that side of the ball. To be able to do what they did on fourth down against a really good offense, a potent offense that's capable of doing really, really special things. And I have a lot of respect for that.
Well, I mean, of course, the way he said it there, one of the best defensive performances he's ever seen. That stood out. I mean, Jalen Hurts has played in a lot of big games, a lot of great defensive performances on the other side of him. I'm being back to his days at Alabama, to the Eagles here. He's seen a lot in a lot of years playing football. That was a high compliment by Jalen Hurts to his defense. Let's hear Nick Sirianni talking about how this team just knows how to win.
Over the years, you've described these types of wins as, you know, gritty, ugly sometimes. Is it a style that you like? Is it the style that best fits the
weather? I'd like to win every game by 30 points. I don't think that's a reality of the NFL. I think we take a lot of pride in, you know, just winning, period. That's all this thing's about, right? I've been on the other side where you lose and you're sick about it, right? That doesn't mean, again, that you don't go to work like a madman the next day and try to fix everything that made it not a big, whatever, a two-score win or a three-score win. But we take pride. I think the answer really, Zach, is we take pride in winning. I think our guys have this knack of knowing. I think as I watch football today, I feel like I saw a lot of like teams waiting to lose. Our team's waiting to win because they know how to win. And there's something to be said for that. You know, of knowing how to win and knowing how to figure out ways to win.
You know, it's interesting, because a few minutes ago I was mentioning this. The game reminded me last night of those old Patriots-Colts games in the cold at Foxborough.
Yeah.
And it just, back then, it was like, well, the Patriots will just win. And the other team will make a mistake at some point, and the Patriots won't. And that's what the Eagles have become. It is ugly. It is low scoring. It is not like the most aesthetically pleasing. But guess what? Almost always happens.
Yeah,
they almost always win.
Yeah, they play well, man. And, oh yeah, shout out to Nakobe Dean. He's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
You should have led with him.
I should have led with it, man. I forgot. That's probably why he was playing the way he was playing.
I mean, whatever it was,
they're
worked.
On a mission. They're on a mission, man. And you know what's funny? Like the player, the director of player development for Georgia was there last night. Brian Gant. Shout out to him, man. It was probably about 12. Players from Georgia on the football field last night.
Hell of a pro.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Two good teams have a lot of Georgia players. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react to the win together. What stood out the most to you, the anemic offense or the great defense? And again, I think today's a good day for it. A one day only, get out of jail free card. Take back the take, Hugh Douglas. That defense, a luxury, not a necessity.
Not doing that.
Well, you should. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning as Detroit Douglas is backtracking?
Yeah, this guy's unbelievable. Yeah.
I'm not backtracking.
Well, you should.
Wow.
The defense is outstanding. Yeah. I mean, like, it's back. I mean, you might even be able to make the argument that they're better than last year. Just, I mean, when they round out into full form, which it really looks like they have, like, maybe it's just that thing with Vic Fangio and his defense. It just takes a little bit of a while for the players to really pick it up. But considering the competition that they're playing, like, the Packers had a bad offense, but you saw it this week against Detroit. Like, that's no slouch of an offense. They kicked their ass. Like, they made Jared Goff look like a total fraud, which I said Friday, by the way.
You did.
But do I have to be the one to say it? Like, I don't want to take anything away from the fact that they just find ways to win, which they do, and the defense has been great.
So you're about to take something away from them.
Well, dude, the offense stinks. It sucks. I don't know. And I'm not sure if, like, there's any reason for me to expect it to get better. And it's not just because, like, I think the worst part about it is that it's not just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The run game sucks. The offensive line sucked. Kevin Betulo looks like he has no idea what the hell he's doing half the time. Jalen Hurts has sucked for the last 2 weeks. Like, it's all of it, dude. I don't know if A.J. Brown's half-assing or what, but, like, Goddard and Smitty are the only two good things about this offense right now. The offense absolutely sucks. And, like, while I do think that the defense is good enough to be the reason that the team wins the Super Bowl again, like, I got to tell you, like, in a stacked NFC, just one bad day. Like, it... Doesn't it kind of remind you of how the Chiefs won games last season?
Yeah, it's exactly like
and
that.
And you run into a buzzsaw of a team or a team that's like that's really hot.
Yep.
That's trouble. So like that's the one thing that I can't get out of my head. Like the offense is it's just bad. And I hate to be that way because it's the biggest win of the season so far. And it shows that the Eagles are still the team to beat. I'm very excited about that. But, like, I just have to be realistic. It's like pulling teeth every single week watching
There's
this
no
offense,
consistency.
Man.
I mean, if you look at yards per play this year, ready for these numbers? Mm-hmm. Here are the only teams in the NFL averaging fewer yards per play than the Philadelphia Eagles. The Carolina Panthers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Saints, Raiders, Jets, Titans, Browns. That's the end of the list. I mean, think about those teams. Those are some of the worst quarterbacked and offensive teams in the league. Those are the only teams that have fewer yards per play than the Eagles. Eagles rank 24th in the league.
I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm trying to figure out how I feel about it. Here's the thing. You would probably say right now that the class of the NFC, as of yesterday, would probably be the Rams. If you're not picking the Eagles, it would probably be the Rams.
Right now, if I had to say, I think Rams and Eagles will play to go to the Super Bowl. That's what I think we're headed towards.
And we've bested the Rams. We went into this game, and I admit, this team, the Detroit Lions, are averaging 31.4 points a game.
Yep.
This defense stymied that. The offense is sputtered, no question about it, but they do enough to win. Now, the thing that I know for a fact is defense, if you have a good defense, that travels well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that you've added another component to this with those two twin towers in the middle that are batting down balls. See, that was the key. To me, when you talk about the way that defense played, you threw a timing quarterback's timing completely off.
They were in, and he, as it continued throughout the night, Hugh, I thought he was more rattled.
He rattled.
Yep.
Like, a lot of times when you play defense, well, your offense, you want to get your quarterback in a rhythm. And it's obvious that Goff is a rhythm thrower. And you threw his rhythm off early, and he never got a chance to get going. You saw that one play where he threw it to, who was it, across the middle, and he scored the touchdown.
Jay Williams.
Yeah, he threw it to him, and that was more of a timing play. But outside of that, the big play, this was a big splash offense. Jahmyr Gibbs couldn't run inside the tackles. Like, that's his bread and butter. He could hide behind those big offensive linemen, and he would just break out, and then he would outrun everybody. The perimeter play from this defense last night was phenomenal because they couldn't run inside with those two tackles, right? So they had to try to run stuff on the perimeter. Couldn't do it because you had those perimeter, yeah. You had that perimeter pursuit. Man, this team right now, the way that they're playing, I can't visually see a team unless something crazy happens. You got Buffalo coming, but Buffalo is not in your division. I can't see an NFC team that matches up well enough to make some noise against them.
Yeah, look, the Rams are the one.
If the defense is playing.
The Rams are the one, but we're not going to see them again probably until the NFC Championship game. Here's where I'm at with this. If they play defense like this, they're going back to the Super Bowl. They're going to have home field advantage. Everything's going to come through Philadelphia as long as they finish the season strong. I've accepted the offense isn't good. I mean, like, I'm not going to hold my breath anymore that the offense is going to suddenly become great. I've accepted it's not a good offense this year. But I trust Vic Fangio. The move Howie Roseman made for Jalen Phillips was awesome. Their defense was their calling card last year. Their defense is going to be their calling card again. Sometimes you have teams that could win ugly. I keep referencing those Pats. This reminds me of those early Pats. The defensive mastermind and don't turn the ball over on offense and manage the game from the quarterback. That could win them another Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. And we got to get Hugh Douglas to rescind the take. It's a one-day only offer to rescind the take. The defense, a luxury, not a necessity. I mean, it is such a necessity around here.
Not going to do it.
They might win back-to-back.
No, it's definitely.
Imagine if they win back-to-back Super Bowls on their defense.
It's definitely a necessity with this team.
Oh,
it is.
See,
but here's the thing.
We're getting somewhere.
Here's the thing, and I'm gonna need you to think about this for a minute. The fact that they forced the ball to the offensive players let you know everything you need to
know. And it was forced, AJ, last night. That was a joke. It was a joke.
No, that's the whole point of this defense is a luxury, not a necessity thing. Is that most of your resources are allocated to one side of the ball.
Yeah, it's bad money.
And we saw last night them try to force feed one of their biggest assets.
We'll get to that. That was a joke forcing him 11 targets last night. I mean, that was ridiculous.
He still play, though.
Yeah, yeah. Black Gritty's up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Good morning, Atlanta, Delphia. My name's Goofy Douglas. Thank you for calling 92.9 so I can tell you about the Detroit Lions beating the Philadelphia Eagles.
Make me sound like a hick. Why you gotta make me sound like a hillbilly?
Is luxury, you know, because luxury, I don't know nothing about money. Shut up, you Douglas.
Y'all ain't bothering me. I live rent-free in y'all head every day.
You don't even know where you are. Where you at today, Hugh? You don't even know where you at.
Hey, Black Gritty. Again, first of all, it was past my bedtime, and as soon as I did it,
Dunk.
I was like, damn it, I did it again.
In my defense,
I don't do the call letters that much. Not like I used to.
That's why we don't let you do it.
That's why we don't let you do it.
I need to start doing it more.
Hey, Joe. Do your man a favor and write him up a call sheet so he came to his friend when he had the crib so you know where he at now. You know
but I had I tagged the coat, right station, though.
Job right, you shut your man.
I tagged the right station, though. Wrong call letters, right station.
You know what ad lib. You shut up, you Douglas. You're right, the talk has been vacated. Now, the defense is everything. I'm not even going to talk about the defense. We all know that. The offense, now, y'all done had 2 weeks. For forgiveness for me, it was super cold. It was windy last night. I saw Amara St. Clown dropping balls. AJ was dropping balls. Petullo can't call plays. Jalen can't. So normally I could yell Jalen for missing like wide open passes. Last night, there was no separation by any of the Eagles, and there were drop passes everywhere. So everybody was looking bad, and it was just weird. And I'm just saying, well, it was windy and whatever. I don't know what's going on. Next week, y'all playing a dome. This offense better show up, or we're going to have the problems that Kyle's talking about, like, I'm trying to give you some grace, but when I went and looked at the numbers last night, you know, all that stuff A.J. Brown was talking, he is 135th in separation in the league. All those numbers you're talking about, Joe Giglio, about he's this and that, like, dude ain't getting no separation.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's an injury or if it's age. I don't know what it is. But, like, when I look at the Lions, at least they're getting schemed open. Dudes are getting open, and they were still missing passes. So something's got to change. But defense is not a luxury. Hugh Douglas, watch your Miami Dolphins mouth when you pick against my team because we go back to back on the road again. Go Birds!
Love it, Black Gritty. Good phone call. 2-1. Yeah, we are on that road. Santa Clara. You know, last night was the first time. I'll be totally real with you.
Felt like you were going to Santa Clara.
First time I was like, we're going to be in Santa Clara, California in the beginning of February. Feels like we're taking a trip to California, Hugh Douglas.
Nice.
It's going to be awesome. 215.
I'm going to start packing already.
It's November.
Yeah, I'm going to get ready. Yeah, get ready.
You better start learning the lyrics, though. That was a pathetic performance this morning.
Yeah.
My friends.
If that's an indication, we're in trouble.
I don't even know where I work. It's in the cluster. I was in the cluster.
I know. You think you work in Atlanta. You're in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494.
Good morning, Atlanta.
We'll get to all you. No, you're not. Yeah. Well, they stink. We'll get to all your phone calls coming up. We'll hear how the wind sounded last night, a montage of what it sounded like on WIP. And something interesting that Kobe Dean said that we want to get to. He was referencing Dan Campbell's decision-making, but really what it said about the Eagles' offense. You're going to want to hear this next. What stood out the most? Let's react to a great win by the Eagles on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.